Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to Move Well to Live Well. I am your host, Belle Moody. We are talking about the anatomy of chronic pain today. I promise you are going to want to listen to the very end. This is such good stuff, important stuff that so many people want to know, or need to know, if you struggle with any type of pain, but particularly chronic pain. So chronic pain is an epidemic that affects millions and millions of Americans. And I can say this with 100% certainty that opioids are not the answer to this epidemic. In my short time of seeing patients through clinicals and PT school, and then as a practicing physical therapist over the past year, this is something I see all the time. And not only do I see as a PT, but I hear about it or see it on Instagram or wherever. People are just struggling with pain and looking for why this is happening and how do they get out of it. This is the cycle that I usually have seen in the past. You have an injury, something has either happened or there's just been this onset of pain, and then you go to the doctor, they can't find why it's happening, and so then you are sent to, also no hate or shade to doctors at all, I'm just saying this is what I've heard and seen before. They, you know, it's undiagnosable, then you get sent to pain management as it goes on and on and on, and then you come up with a plan for pharmaceutical intervention, whether it be opioids or anti-inflammatories, all that type of thing. And so then you're on these medicines and your function doesn't necessarily improve. So you're chained to these medicines to keep yourself at a somewhat bearable level, yet you're still restricted from doing the things that you love, whatever else it might be. Now, in the past, that was the standard, is you would go to the doctor, then you would get referred to either, maybe you go try PT for a little bit, then if that doesn't work, then you'll get an MRI. If anything shows up on the MRI, maybe it doesn't, maybe it does, then you get a plan going forward. Maybe you have surgery, or maybe you just get sent to a pain management specialist where then you get on your pharmaceutical plan after that. Well, I can say, and I don't know if I've already said this, but 100% opioids are not the answer to this. There is a place for pharmaceutical intervention and can be used as a tool to help us get people better. But what's happening is people are not getting better. And then they have all the addiction and side effects. And with that, opioids should be prescribed. Every prescription written for opioids should hold so much weight to the prescribing provider, because there are so many people, and you know, I've seen this from a personal standpoint with people we've known in our life that were prescribed opioids, and then addiction led after that, and then led to death because of trying to procure some type of opioid, not from a pharmacy, because they don't have their prescription anymore because of addiction. And I mean, we see this all the time, and it's devastating to the people that, to the loved ones of these people. And anyway, it's absolutely horrendous, and there are better ways. There are better ways. Like I said, there's a place for everything, but what's happening is there's not the follow through to get people out of this, so they're chained to it for a lifetime because of the pain cycle, and it just continues and continues and continues. So Today, I want to give you very valuable information about just the anatomy of pain. And once you learn how pain works, it is extremely powerful in your healing process and moving through and figuring out a plan past there. So, the answer to chronic pain is education and a caring and invested healthcare provider. And it is also the responsibility of the patient to be motivated and committed to this as well, because it does, getting out of that pain cycle takes a lot of commitment and dedication from the patient too, which is also hard if you've been in this chronic pain cycle forever. It feels like you're never going to get out, nothing's helping, and so it's difficult to stick to it. But it's one thing to remember is, you know, if you've been in this cycle for 10 plus years or longer, or, you know, less than that, whenever it might be, it's not going to be fixed in a couple of months. You know, it maybe it will, but that's just something to think about, is, you know, your body gets used to being a certain way, and it's really hard to get out of that cycle, especially if it's been for a long, long, long time. So anyway, today we're going to expose the anatomy of pain so that you can break the cycle and share this with a friend to empower them over their symptoms as well. So let's talk about how pain is transmitted. Pain is transmitted to the brain through nociceptors on and through different types of fibers. So there's three types of pain fibers: type 1A delta fibers, type 2A delta fibers, and C fibers. They all transmit different and same types of signals and at different speeds, but that's not necessary to know. But just know that there are very specific neurons that transmit pain. It's not all neurons. So I want you to picture that your brain is an organization, okay? It's like it's a business. Let's think of that. It is a business at the top of your body, okay? It's got committees within the business, and they have specific things that they do. So this is like headquarters, and then all out throughout your body is like, say, your salesman or different people that are out working in different states and different areas. They have different jobs. So this is the nociceptor organization that is out in the body working, where it transmits pain and it sends it back to headquarters. So nociceptors can be found throughout the body, in our skin, joint, spinal cord, even in our like visceral area, throughout organs. And they're out just, you know, doing their thing, getting ready to transmit information to headquarters whenever it comes. So how is pain even produced? So different things can activate nociceptors to send that signal, but usually it is chemicals released in the presence of physical damage or inflammation from stress. Ugh! I mean, how many times can I say how detrimental stress is to the body? It constantly causes problems and pain. Okay, so let me repeat that again. Nociceptors alert the brain to pain in the presence of physical damage that results in chemicals being produced, or in inflammation in the wake of inflammation and stress that also produces those chemicals that activate nociceptors. So physical damage and stress both cause the exact same thing. They cause nociceptors to be like, hey, we got to talk to headquarters. This is hurting. Okay, so after nociceptors are activated, the brain goes into headquarters, is like, okay, what do we do to resolve this? What are we going to do to stop this from happening? So what it does, okay, we're back at headquarters. It's it's salesmen out that are telling us when pain is happening. They've just told us that. So now the brain goes, okay, we need this committee to help resolve this. So it reaches out to fight or flight, your sympathetic nervous system. And it goes, okay, we're damage control. Let's see what we can do to fix this. So then it ramps up your heart rate. It ramps up your breathing. It ramps up muscle tension to protect you. It gets everything on high alert to figure out how to resolve this. Do I need to fight something in order to get rid of this pain? Am I being attacked by something? Or do I need to run from it in order to get away from this pain? So then the inflammation process. So say, okay, let's take this scenario. Say something physically was just damaged and you're in pain. So then the inflammation process starts. And so we've got more inflammation chemicals released. Nociceptors are like, hey, something is going on. I'm hurting, hurting, hurting. So we've got pain, 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 pain. That's one scenario. Now, let's go to the next scenario. We've had a really, really stressful week. All types of things have been going wrong. So now we have stress chemicals being released. So nociceptors are like, hey, something is up. So now you're starting to hurt. Okay, we've got this pain happening because of stress. It could be all over the body. It could be in one particular area, whatever. So the same exact, you're getting the same results from physical damage or stress and inflammation. Now what is supposed to happen is after that, the inflammation process begins, things get cycled out, our nervous system starts to calm down, and then we're back to normal. We're back to our normal level. But that very rarely happens because of the stress, because that committee, it rarely happens because that committee, your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight in the brain, never gets told to stop working. So the brain is like, it just continues to be like, hey, something's wrong, because it's still sensing inflammation, because it's still in stress mode. Okay, I hope that makes sense, but if you take anything away from this, it's that stress is hugely damaging. Now, so there's that. Now, with increased, so we're in this pain cycle. Inflammation is not stopping and pain is not stopping. So it just keeps, you're still in pain. Well, then what happens after that? Now we've got increased anxiety about the pain. We've got fear about it. Why am I hurting? Am I going to do something that's going to hurt me like this again? So now I need to be really careful. I need to be really on guard. I need to be really tense. Should I go to the doctor? Is something like majorly wrong that, you know, could I die from this? Or how am I going to manage my responsibilities? How am I going to take care of my kids? How am I going to go to work? Is this going to be with me forever? I mean, the list goes on and on. I have been there. I have been in many panic attacks before in my life. I have been in severe, severe pain before. I know the thoughts that go through your head and you cannot get them to stop. And it is terrible. It is just boom, 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 boom. So I feel for anybody who has experienced this. So all these things are happening, okay? Then with more anxiety, then our brain begins to focus on it more. So now it has ramped up. So say, I feel like this is most common, is back pain, okay? So something's hurting. You've gone through things are happening, everything that I've listed so far. So now you're becoming anxious about it. Now the brain begins to focus on it more. So what it does is it amps up the sensitivity of all of the nociceptors in that area, which then causes more pain after that, which then just continues the cycle. So let me summarize this. We have trauma, injury, or stress that causes pain initially. Okay, then we have anxiety about pain. So then the brain focuses on it more. Then our nervous system starts to change, making those nerves more sensitive. So then we feel more pain, and then we end up having more trauma, more stress, more injury that causes more pain. Then we have more anxiety. So we're just going right back through that whole cycle all over again. So, the cycle never stops. But how do we stop the cycle? Because we can. I want you, first thing is I want you to listen to this podcast, go back and listen again to how pain is signaled, and just kind of let that soak in. Is that there, you know, there are specific things that activate these nociceptors that we can reduce that or even stop that. So once you know that, you have that education in the back of your mind, you need to tell your body, your nociceptors, I am safe. I am okay. I have not fallen. I have not been, you know, whatever it might be. I have not been injured. Well, you are injured to a point because you're hurting, yes. But tell yourself, I am safe. I am okay. And that in itself helps, because then that your brain will be like, okay, yes, you've got to connect the brain with the body to bring everything back down. So if we can start by decreasing the sensitivity of those nociceptors, then that's a great way to stop that cycle from causing even more pain. So then I'm going to tell you how to do that, decrease that sensitivity in a second, but so read this first and have that in the back of your mind. Knowing how pain works is extremely powerful. Second, I want you to evaluate your life. Write down all of the things that are causing you pain and or stress, things that you worry about that causes you pain or stress, whatever it might be, and then try and remove at least one of those things that is causing you increased stress or pain. And in place of that, implement a stress management technique. I am putting a link in the show notes to our most recent episode where I talk about the title of it is Why Your Body Composition Isn't Changing, but it's primarily focusing on lowering your cortisol and stress, and it has lots of stress management techniques in there. So follow that or go and listen to that episode, go read that blog post, and pick out one stress management technique to put in place of that formerly stressful thing and start doing that. And then lastly, find a healthcare provider that is an active listener and is invested in new pain science research and interventions. The old model should be dead and gone, and we need to be focusing on new techniques to help people get out of chronic pain and what they're finding that is helping people so much is pain science education. And that's what we're doing right now. That's what you're doing, is listening to pain science education. So anyway, I'm super passionate about helping my patients break through this cycle. So if you want to schedule with me, I can be that person for you. But back to what I mentioned earlier, one of the things that you can do to break that cycle is by decreasing the sensitivity of those nerves. And how you do that is through stress management. So it can be deep breathing daily. It can be walking, spending time in nature. It can be cold water immersion. Whatever, there's lots of different options, and especially if you follow that link, that is the best way to start breaking that cycle and decreasing the sensitivity of those nerves. And lastly, what's so important to me is I never want people to think that I am saying pain is in your head. It's not. Pain is perceived by the brain through because of these nerves, and there's something wrong with these nerves. And it's not that I think what so often the model in the past was always that there was physical damage, which then led to pain, which then led to treatment. And it's not necessarily that. It can be neurological damage, which is still damage, which still causes pain, and still needs to be addressed through treatment. So that's not what I'm saying at all, because I know so many people have been dismissed. Their pain has been dismissed by, you know, a healthcare provider, family members, friends, whatever. And that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that this is exactly how pain is transmitted. pain is transmitted in this way, is through these nerves, and there's a problem with the nerves. In the absence of a physical, in the absence of physical damage, whether it be like a broken bone or fracture or whatever, there is still a problem that needs to be addressed and fixed. Okay, that's it. I have been wanting to do something on this topic for a long time, but it's felt pretty hard to like put everything, there's so much more than what I said today to put everything into a episode, but I hope this was helpful. If it was helpful to you, I would love if you would share this podcast with someone, share a blog post with people, whether it be on Instagram, Facebook, texting somebody. I want people to know this, and I want people to know that there is a future where they can be not limited in their life anymore because of this. Like, there are ways out of this that it just takes somebody that cares, and it takes a motivated patient to learn and implement different pain science techniques. So anyway, okay, that's it for today. I will talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Louisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.